On an update on the fighting in northern Syria, Turkey is saying today that it's captured a number of villages and killed dozens of Kurdish militants. Turkey sees those Kurdish forces, which helped the U.S. repel the Islamic State over the past 5 years, as terrorists themselves. And now the Kurds are on their own after the withdrawal of their U.S. allies earlier this week. NPR's international correspondent Daniel Estrin has been on the ground in the border region and he joins us now from Duhok, Iraq. Daniel, what have you been seeing? How aggressive is this push into Syria?
Well, this began yesterday with artillery and airstrikes, and then today intensified with a ground invasion. And this does not seem to be easing. We are in Iraq, close to the Syrian border, and we're hearing from Kurdish activists inside Syria that Turkish bombings are continuing. We're hearing that clashes between Turkey's forces and Kurdish forces are continuing. One resident we spoke with said he hears that there are no civilians left in one main border town in Syria. Turkey says rebels fighting on its behalf have entered some villages, driven out some Kurdish forces. And I should also mention that AP's reporting that mortars from Kurdish-held areas of Syria have landed on the other side of the border in Turkey.
Are there any reliable reports yet of the casualties that have mounted?
We are hearing from Kurdish medics that at least 10 civilians on the Syrian side have been killed. And although Turkey claimed that its forces killed many Kurdish forces on the Kurdish side, and Syrian monitoring groups say that the numbers are much, much lower.
Okay, now Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan made a pretty bold statement today. He said that if Europe continues to criticize this offensive, he could allow millions of Syrian refugees to travel freely into Europe. On the other hand, Erdogan also said today that Turkey would take responsibility for ISIS prisoners that are in the territory that it takes control of. Now, as you know, there are hundreds of ISIS fighters in makeshift prisons located near the border. This is a contentious point for the U.S. government, which is worried what will happen to those fighters. What are you hearing? Will the Kurdish forces just hand over the keys of these prisons?
It's very unclear if that will happen. It's unlikely that the Kurds will just hand over the keys to those prisons. That could cause chaos at these ISIS prisons. The idea here, of course, is that the Kurdish forces have been guarding these ISIS prisoners for years. So suddenly, does this mean that Turkey will be taking over these prisons? What will that handover look like? And does it mean that Turkey will be taking over even more territory than it's claiming that it intends to, since many of these prisons are quite deep inside Syria?
What are the Kurds telling you? Do they feel betrayed by the U.S. government?
Yes, the Kurds that we're speaking with, Syrian Kurds, are saying just that. My colleagues, Lama al-Aryan, Sangar Khalil, and I were at the Iraqi border crossing with Syria today. We met Syrian Kurds fleeing and crossing into Iraq. And they say that there were many hundreds of Syrian Kurds crowding at the border crossing on the Syrian side, but Iraq did not allow them in. They wanted to escape Syria, but only those with foreign and Iraqi residency papers were allowed to cross. The ones who did make it through said that they made it through after 5 hours at the border. These Syrian Kurds said they couldn't sleep through the night from the bombings. They say, yes, America has abandoned them.
That's NPR's Daniel Estrin speaking to us from Duhok, Iraq, near the border with Syria. Daniel, thanks very much.
Thank you.